Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Beat the Blonde. Winner gets a perfect outdoor combo. Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers Magazine, a whole year, and a LS Tractor cap. Go to lstractorusa.com, find your local dealer, and learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Well, here's who we've been waiting on, Leanne Morgan. Promoting her 100-plus city Just Getting Started tour, and we are tickled to have her this morning. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, my darling.
Well, my
I'm so tickled to be back on here.
It's good to have you. I'll tell you what, it just warms my heart that somebody like you can find success in this comedy business where you can't turn on the TV unless you get cussed out or sexed to death. I have nothing against sex.
I know what you're saying.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, my darling. You know, yeah, I don't want to talk about all that. I'm 58 and I'm gone through menopause, and if this had hit big for me in the 80s, I would have talked about nasty stuff, because I was doing nasty stuff when I was in sin.
Right.
But I don't, now I'm too tired, you know, I can't do all that, but you don't. I'm so tickled to be back on with y'all. You know, my kids and my husband, we've all listened to y'all for years, and when I tell them I'm going to be on with y'all, they're like, it's like Elvis. They don't care about anything else. They just care about y'all.
That's awesome. We're the same way with you, baby. Well, let's see. Okay, hitting some big show cities right quick. Let me tell our listeners. Saturday, April 6th, Sunday, April 7th, Charleston, South Carolina. All right, and Thursday, April 25th, April 26th, be a beautiful Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Crown Theater. Then in June, Chattanooga, Tennessee. So y'all just find out where Leanne's going to be near you. LeanneMorgan.com is where you can get all tickets to her shows. Okay, got that done, baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Leanne,
you're working me like a mule, if you hadn't noticed. I'm working like a mule.
You are doing.
But I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball.
That is neat. You know, just looking back, like, look at your release. Back, it was last April, so almost a year ago, your one-hour Netflix stand-up comedy special, I'm Every Woman, ranked among the top 10 TV shows in the U.S. Talking about TV, that's on Netflix. That is awesome. And
Thank you, my darling.
That is awesome, baby. You're just doing it up. Who would have thought?
Thank you. Can you believe they let a middle-aged grandmama from East Tennessee on Netflix? Think about that. But they did. And I know it's the most female one watched of all last year.
Wow.
But it's also me and a bunch of boys y'all have heard of, like Chris Rock. I mean, it was crazy.
I love it. I think that is great.
Thank you.
I mean, it's like when people say, you know, babies are for the young, you know. I'm impressed with you being able to keep up with, you know, the young woman's comedy schedule.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, people say to me all the time, how are you doing this? And I go, I wear an eye mask at night. I take my lips shut. I mean, I'm doing everything I can do to get some rest. I look like I've been kidnapped in a Hilton Garden Inn. But anyway, I'm having a good time. I mean, it's crazy. And then y'all heard that I shot a movie with Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell.
Yes, was talking about that. What's the deal on that?
I play Gwyneth, Reese Witherspoon's big sister.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wacky, nutty, y'all are going to love it. It's one of those, I think it's like Step Brothers meets Bridesmaids.
Ooh.
And it's just nuts. And we did stunts and there was alligators. And but I want y'all to know that one of my breast was the size of Reese Witherspoon's head. If y'all could see how tiny that little thing is. And I thought, I'll outweigh everybody on this set by 70 pounds.
Even Will Ferrell.
But I had a ball. Oh, Will Ferrell was darling. Darling. And we had a ball.
Is there a title for the new movie?
Yes. It's called You're Cordially Invited. And I'm not sure when it's going to be released, but I think it's in early 2025.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
So Will Ferrell, Reese Witherspoon, Leanne Morgan, with a breast the size of her head.
That's how small Reese is.
Leanne wasn't bragging on her, one breast.
I don't think they endowed her for the movie.
I've got a big breast, but I'm not trying to brag. It's really fat now. It's just a fat breast.
Man, you have got it, baby.
Oh, your fans love you. YouTube
Thank
made you a success.
My darling.
Right? When your
Thank
success
you.
Started there on YouTube?
Well, I've been doing this for 20-something years, and then I hired these little boys that were the size of, I mean, not the size, the age of my children. They got me and got my voice, and they started putting my clips out, and I thought, I'm going to give it 3 months, and then, because it was so much money, and I thought, nothing happens then, I'm going to work at Target. And but darn it, that thing didn't blow up, and I started selling out all over the United States. And there was 20 years I couldn't get arrested. Nobody cared. Then this happened to me. In my 50s. That's why I named this tour the Just Getting Started Tour, because I feel like I'm just getting started in my 50s with movies, television, Netflix specials, and my second tour. I'm going into my third tour deal now.
Well, I tell you, I know one reason you're in love, because it resonates with men and women. That's the thing about a lot of female comedians, you know. Basically for women, you know, we've heard that. But you you do it. You're covering all the sexes in there. I think there's more than two now.
Well, honey, I love a man and a half them with health insurance. And I've loved men since I was in kindergarten. So I hope they enjoy me, because I do. I talk about Chuck Morgan and in this new hour, those dates you've got that you talked about coming up, I talk about having to do unspeakable things with Chuck Morgan in a hotel room because he gets a glazed look over his eyes and is so on fire about me. But I hope that men enjoy it, and I'm seeing more and more men coming. It's like 50-50, really, now, and that
awesome.
Thrills me.
That's it. Yeah. Charleston, South Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming in Big Show Cities, and probably somewhere else near you where you're listening. Go to LeanneMorgan.com. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, at LeanneMorganComedy.com, Twitter, at LeanneComedy.com. Leanne, be careful traveling. Stay in touch with us, baby. We love you.
All right, you angel. I would love to. Okay, thank y'all so much, my Elvis.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. I love that girl right there, man. Just couldn't happen to a nicer person. The way that happens, that is so cool. All right. Well, let's play our Beat the Blonde, huh? Here's another girl we love right here.
Oh, I don't know.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We'll get a contestant and play next. Good morning. Yeah, Big Show's on the radio. Got today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. It's a playhouse entitled the St. Patrick's Day Special. And in the St. Patrick's Day weekend, perfect timing, just search for keywords Day Special. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Click out on air contest button if you want to and can't get through. We'll call you when you want to play. Hey, right now it's Beat the Blonde. Let's meet our contestant, Chris, from Maxey, Virginia. Good morning, Chris. Hey, oh, here we go. Hold on a second, Jackie, I got it. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can
hey,
you hear me?
Hey, I got you now. All right, Chris, I'm Maxey. Are you at work or are you at your pad?
I knew it.
I'm at my pad, John Boy.
All right, buddy, all right.
No, the fun of it is seeing how he does it. You know he's going to.
All right. Well, Chris, glad you're in here, bud. We're going to ask Taylor some questions. You agree or disagree, and you get two right. You win big old prize pack, all right?
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Sound good.
Okay, then. Well, Taylor, is there a law in the United States that can force a man to marry a woman?
Yes, it's called the father-in-law.
The father-in-law is a law. Is it?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Well, Chris, Taylor says yes, there is. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll agree on her.
You agree on that? No, there is not. In fact, all U.S. states, forced marriage is against the law. Mm-hmm. So now you know, no matter what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Know now.
Well, there's one down. Get another wrong, it'll end at Tater.
Uh-huh.
We throw rice.
Oh, more ways.
What did the early Romans throw after a wedding?
They threw an orgy.
Seems like they were always doing that.
Yeah. They threw rose petals.
They threw rose petals. Chris, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree, and that is... Oh, no! They threw wheat.
Wheat.
All right. Well, doggone it, Chris. We do got a consolation prize for you if you hang on. Jackie, hook you up with that. We appreciate you playing.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Hope you learned something.
I sure did.
Hi, man. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this March 15th. And then Mad Max coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now back to your man. Now back to me. Now let me take a look at your man. Ooh, your man is actually not a bad-looking guy. Oh, my. But sadly, he's not me. He doesn't look like me. And he doesn't smell like me. Say, is your man using one of those lady-scented body washes? Really? You know, on him, it kind of works. Where are you now? I'm on a boat. Does your man use sunscreen? He should. The sun does terrible things to the skin. Of course, your man's skin is actually quite nice. What's in my hand? It's an oyster. And inside, two tickets to that thing you love. Why don't you call one of your girlfriends from work, and the two of you have an evening out on me? Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Maybe you and your girlfriend could sell a few and pick up enough cash to pay for a real girl's weekend in Cancun. Oh, don't worry about leaving your man behind. I'll be glad to keep him company. I'm a man who enjoys hanging out with other men. Before you go, tell me about you and your man. What's your situation? Are the two of you, you know, serious? Or is this just a casual thing? My man and I have what we call an understanding. We know that a man can enjoy the company of another man without there being any heavy emotional stuff. It's like two guys going to the gym. Now your man and I are in a gym. The whole place is full of men who use lady-scented body washes. Your man fits right in. Would your man like to grab something to eat later? I know a great little sushi place. Now your man and I are in a great little sushi place. Your man is freshly showered, but he still has the rosy glow of a vigorous workout. Your man doesn't really want to call it a night this early, does he? Does your man like to dance? Come on, I can tell he's got some moves. Now your man and I are in a nightclub. We're on the dance floor. Your man is shaking it like a Polaroid picture. Oh my. His phone rings. It's you, calling from Cancun to see how it's going. He lets the call go to voicemail. I wouldn't read too much into that. Now your man and I are doing Jaeger shots at the bar. Your man says you're kind of stifling him lately. He says he needs some space. He thinks once you get back from Cancun, the two of you need to have a serious talk. He's discovered things about himself he never knew before. And to be perfectly honest, he's not sure you have a place in the new life he's planning. There, he said it. Now you're crying. Your man is apologizing. He didn't plan this. It just kind of happened. He says, it's not you, it's him. He's packing up his stuff and moving out. He thinks you're a great girl, and you'll find the right guy before you know it. Your man hates that look in your eyes. He never meant for this to happen. But if it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else. Your man has to be true to who he really is. Here, I'm giving you another handful of diamonds to cheer you up. Your man and I will never forget you. We're riding off together into the sunset. We're on a horse.
John Boy and Billy.
Yeah!
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. About 20 minutes. Got our Friday visit with sports legend, Charlotte, North Carolina, Tom Sorensen. Yeah, 30 minutes. Be wordy word. Right now. Okay. Get this call. Good morning. Big show.
John Boy Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max. How's it going?
Take a wild guess.
You're mad?
Mad? I'm plumb pixelated. In fact, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, if you don't want to talk about
it. All right, if you're going to drag it out of me. Boys, the climate change crowd has discovered another urgent threat to the survival of planet Earth.
Uh-oh.
Big screen TVs.
What?
I kid you not. Says here, nitrogen trifluoride, a gas used in the manufacture of flat screen TV monitors, is being blamed for damaging the atmosphere and accelerating the process of global warming.
Oh.
The gas is estimated to be, get this, 17,000 times as powerful as carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
That's right, 17,000 times. Please, if they're going to make up a number, why don't they just say a bajillion and get done with it? My butt. I tell you, boys, between the health Nazis and the climate nuts, I'm starting to feel kind of picked on lately. Oh, don't put all that salt on your food. Oh, you're not to drive that big old truck. Oh, can't put Freon in your air conditioner no more. Oh, you need to recycle your plastic bottles. Oh, them light bulbs ain't no good. You need to get these new ones that cost $2 a pop. And now it's your TV set is killing the ozone layer. Why don't y'all just come out against beer, big knockers, in a sports section of the paper while you're at it. Just declare war on everything. It makes my life worth living. I'll tell you one thing right now. Y'all ain't getting my big screen. If a TV set is cheap, big, and got a good picture, I don't care if it runs on plutonium. Hey, if you lefty scientists need a project to keep you busy, how about coming up with something that'll run my pickup truck don't cost $5 a gallon? That's why I bought the dead gum big screen in the first place. Gas so high, I can't afford to do nothing but sit home and watch TV. So listen up, eggheads. We got enough problems. What we need are some solutions. If y'all ain't gonna do something positive, then sit down, shut up, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy,
yeah.
Y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, everybody, from our Big Show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Oakland, Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runt-Tapkin-Mop-Mop-Populous over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short. Son of a...
This is John Boy's Wonderful Things giveaway number 96. A brand new Waxhaw North Carolina ball cap. A bunch of y'all want that thing. I knew it. Don't matter if it's been worn once just to see it didn't fit.
Aha!
Old pea head. Just once. All right. And let's see who the lucky listener is that went to thebigshow.com and put their name in a hat. It is. Ooh. A man from Dalton, Georgia, Jerry Ash. Jerry! Congratulations, buddy. You get the Waxhaw ball cap there.
Yay, you have a small head. Yay!
All right, next week's wonderful thing. Yeah, things. I got a couple things. A wrist bracelet paracord in case you get lost. If you watch Naked and Afraid, these are very handy. You don't even have to be naked, I found out.
Damn. I was going to ask, where do you wear it?
Around here.
Okay.
See where it fits. Got a little, have a shotgun shell on it, too. So. And a leather cigar carrier that will fit three cigars. Cigars not included in this, but cool leather cigar carrier.
Actually, it looks like a sunglass gator.
It does. Got to say, but see, you pull it out.
No, not the cigar thing. The paracord thing.
It looks like a sunglass.
Yeah, like you put your
Tater, you might be right. Now that I look at it, I think it is.
Doesn't want to give it away.
I know.
I mean, I guess you could tie it up to be a bracelet. It'd be whatever you want, a brooch.
You're right. All right, let me see if it fits my sunshade.
Well,
there we go.
All right.
I'm sorry, gang. You about had a report.
Well, just check it out. You know, this isn't official here on the Friday, you know. It's sometime over the weekend when I'll make the official wonderful thing. All right.
In other words, he doesn't want to go all the way down to the truck and get his sunglasses.
Y'all just keep an eye on thebigshow.com. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. Last round's a wordy word for the week. A Southern Ease Pets pack up for grabs. Treat your four-legged best friend to bacon-flavored Southern Ease Pets CBD gummies and show them how much you care. Must be 18 to win. Go to southerneasepets.com and look for their link at thebigshow.com. Just use code JBB for an exclusive offer. Hang on. Give it away in minutes right now. Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen on the line. Good morning, Mr. Sorensen.
Good morning and happy spring.
Happy spring, buddy. All right, Tom. Well, NFL free agency this week. Hit some highlights for us.
There's almost too many, man. Teams could negotiate with a player starting Monday this week, and they could sign him on Wednesday, and boy, they did. You go down that list, and Derrick Henry, you always associate him with Tennessee. He's now a Raven. Ooh. Kirk Cousins, formerly of Washington, Minnesota, is a Falcon. Frankie Louvelle, who's a good player in Carolina, not really well known as a Commander. Josh Jacobs is a Packer. And Saquon Barkley, a running back for the Giants, is now playing for the rival and hated Eagles. Panthers signed a guy named Robert Hurt to a $100 million five-year contract. And of all the guys who have six zeros in their contract, I think Hurt is the most obscure.
So, is that Hurt or Hunt, Tom? Robert.
Oh, it's Hunt. It's Hunt.
Robert Hunt. He is obscure.
Yes, I was curious.
I didn't know who he was in that to look. So what is he, a guard, offensive line?
Did I nail his first name?
Yeah, you got Robert.
Yeah, he is a guard. He's a good athlete. He's 27 years old. Played at Louisiana where Jake DeLone played. And he's a good athlete. And they also signed a guy named Damian Wilkins, a guard from Seattle for $53 million. And the reason they're doing this is they have a quarterback who is 5'10". And if he's moving outside, he has some space to work with, and he has some lanes he can see. Uh-huh. If the rush is coming up the middle, which they did last season, as if they had an invitation, you need protection. And these guys were hired specifically to do that. Uh-huh. And I think it's a good move, especially with Robert.
Right. Hunt. Nice. All right. Got some protection there on the offensive line. And then we did get a receiver from Pittsburgh. I wanted to ask you about Deontay.
Deontay really has talent. I mean, there are ways to measure how easily and how regularly a player gets open. And he's always near the top of the list.
Ooh.
He made some teammates mad, and he made the city mad when there was a fumble last season, and he did what Cam Newton did in the Super Bowl, and he didn't die for it. Ooh. He didn't want to get hurt. He didn't go after it. But when they traded him, instead of complaining, yelling, whining, he thanked fans, and he thanked the organization for signing him. I always think that's a good sign, you know? Yeah. I mean, not sometimes you need to burn bridges, but he did not. And I tell you, he is immediately their number one receiver. And this is a guy who's had a 1,000-yard season. And they traded Donnie Jackson for him, the cornerback, but who was expendable. So this was a very good move.
Deontay Johnson, the Panthers' new number one receiver. All right.
However, the trade that the Panthers are getting ripped for nationally is they traded Brian Burns, their pass rusher. to the Giants for a second and fifth round pick.
What?
And yeah, and the thing about Burns is a few years ago, the Los Angeles Rams offered 2 first-round picks for him. Mm. And but that wasn't going to happen now for a couple reasons. When you're a rookie, you are on a low in terms of NFL terms. Right. Salary, you are affordable. Those days are over. And you know, Burns wanted big money, and he wasn't going to get it from the Panthers. There was just an impasse there. And so they got two options. They could hang on to him for a year. They tagged him and just let him play it out. But if you're a guy and you know you're playing your last season for a team, how hard are you going to go?
Right.
So they traded him. And frankly, I'm the one guy who does not hate this trade. I mean, the Panthers now have 4 picks in the top 100, and they have 2 in the 30s after acquiring New York's picks. And I think Burns is a very good pass rusher. I don't think he's great. He was the best they had, but I think they had to do this. And I think they're a better team now than they were before free agency began.
All right, that's what we want right there. All right, now, of course, Tom, going on here, college basketball is getting in the forefront as we get into March Madness. The big conferences are having their tournaments this week. Of course, we follow the ACC right here. We got our semifinals coming up tonight. And betting is legal in North Carolina. Tom, you going to put a bet on the ACC tournament?
The one bet I'm going to make, well, I tried to make it, then I found out they wouldn't accept it, is the over-under on Duke tripping an opponent.
Ooh, take it out on the Dukies. Like it.
You saw that against North Carolina. I mean, yeah. Duke leads the league in accidents. He accidentally tripped a guy. And that's been happening for decades. And I, there are a lot of things to like about Duke. Tripping is not one of them. But now, I only bet on pro football. But I tell you, people are going to go nuts. I mean, Kevin, every betting service is either emailing or mailing or advertising.
Yes.
Kevin Hart spends more time in the TV room than Miriam does. I mean, he is on the screen daily, multiple times. And the one worry I have is with betting now, you can bet on the next play. So let's say you bet on the Blue Devils to cover and Duke fails to. Well, you can bet on who's going to score the next basket. You can bet on things like that. If you miss your initial bet, you can chase and get it back. And that is where people get in trouble.
Yes.
So I do not recommend that. Do your research, do your homework, trust your instincts, bet before the game. And once it starts, just have a beer and watch.
And do like to bet what you can afford to lose, just to where it'll make it fun, maybe. You know, a little bit more interesting, and if you ain't got a dog in the fight of the game you're watching, you know.
And if you're a college student, be careful. Tuition is expensive, and it's tough to go to your mom and dad and say, hey, I lost $40,000 gambling. Can you guys give it?
I know, oh boy, yeah. Please, y'all be careful out there. That's just another way to get you addicted on something, ain't it?
If you have a problem gambling, dial 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Tom, good work, buddy. You have a great weekend. We will catch up after Selection Sunday. All right, yeah, we're going to see who makes the 68 teams with NCAA. I got a dollar on it.
We'll talk about our brackets next week. And, yeah, everybody enjoy the basketball this weekend. Enjoy the weather, and I hope everybody out there has a good time.
Nice deal. Thank you, buddy. That time zones are going on. All right, then. Well, let's play our final wordy words of the week. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Get a couple contestants and play next. Good morning. It's the Big Show on the Radio Friday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox is a playhouse entitled The St. Patrick's Day Special. Search for keywords Day Special. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Click out on their contest button. Check it through. We'll call you. Something you'd like to play? Somebody you want to play with? We can make that happen too.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. We're making it happen today. My lovely couple from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Husband Alan, wife Joni. Good morning, you crazy kids.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, all right, then. So it'll be the boys against the girls. Good old-fashioned Joni and Tater.
Okay.
Me and Alan. Jackie told me, Joni said, you ready, Joni? She said, I reckon.
Someone must have been talking.
You guys ready to go home?
Yeah. All right, then. Well, Joni, you relax. Me and Alan see what we can do for the first 30 seconds. All right, Alan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, then, see what we can do. Start the clock now. You rode one of these as a kid.
Bicycle?
Yeah, that's
bicycle.
It. Uh-huh, yeah, the bike. So this ride, we're rhyming in the mountains. You take a?
A hike.
Uh-huh, right. Rhymes with it. You swipe. You do this on Facebook. Not love, but
like.
Yes, yes. Rhymes with it. Blank the football when you score a touchdown. Blank
right.
It. Yes, that's
blank.
It. Uh-huh. All right. All right, buddy. Got a 4 on the board. Good work on your end. So now, Joni and Tater. See what y'all can do with round one. You ready, Joni?
Ready.
Okay. And go.
A flounder is a type of what?
Fish.
Uh-huh. These bugs pollinate. What are they?
Bees.
Uh-huh. A Barbie blank. A baby.
Doll.
Yep. Cows give you this to drink.
Milk.
Great. A witch will ride a
broom.
Uh-huh. One of these will fall off a tree. One of these.
Yep. Apple.
Yep. Very good.
All right. Yeah. Well, put a 6 on the board. Take the lead by 2. Okay. Alan, let's see if we can get us some Sesame Street words.
Oh, here
we go. All right. Here we go, Alan. Start the clock now. Bugs Bunny was a
rabbit.
Yes. Yeah, Santa Claus comes down the
chimney.
Uh-huh. Quack, quack, says the
duck.
Uh-huh. Oh, we play this on the radio. Listen to your song. It's what? We play
favorite?
The whole deal. The sound of
music.
Yes, uh-huh. You wear these if you can't see good.
Glasses.
All right, there you go. Put a 5 on the 4, total of 9. For the boys now. Joni and Tater, only 3 you need to tie. 4 will win it.
Caution, okay. Tater. He's about 2 seconds from snap.
Snap watch.
Joni, are you ready, Joni?
Yes.
3 to tie, 4 to win. Ready, go.
This animal has a mane and tail. A stallion is one.
Horse.
Yes. Horse. This is a dog likes to chew on one of these.
Bone.
Yep. This animal has a long neck.
Giraffe.
Yep.
Tied up.
Blank and roll. It's a type of music. Blank and roll.
Rock.
Yep.
Rock. That's the win right there. You need a 10. You got it. Doggone it. I mean.
Joni.
All right. Well, Joni, there you go. Use word. You whooped old Alan.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Yeah. I can beat both stays.
Okay, well. All right, you kids, you hang on. Joni, you get the prize pack. You see if you want to share it with Alan. All right, babe?
I will. Can I give a shout out?
Please do.
To my sister and brother-in-law, Sharon and Jim. They own Boots Cabinet Shop in Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, and to Jimmy, who runs it.
All right. Appreciate you and yours listening to The Big Show, Joni.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Alan.
Love you guys.
Thank you, baby. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Bit request time. Lawrence Graves. Lawrence says, would be kind enough to play that Hoyt song, Trailer of Love, for my wife. Oh, Lawrence, you romantic devil. We'll get it for you coming up next. Show the radio. Big request this morning from Lawrence Graves. That Hoyt song, this Hoyt song dedicated to you, Mrs. Graves, Lawrence's lucky wife.
This next one is by a gal named Kelly Willis. The original version, anyway. We put some Junior Nation stank on it and came out like this. Well, you can test the water, but it ain't no sin. The door's open, honey, come on in to the trailer of love. Take a journey, let me be your guide. We'll double up in a single wide at the trailer of love. Now, the trailer of love don't look like much, but it could look a lot better with a woman's touch. You can wait for a fella that's a cut above, or you can take your chances at the trailer of love. Come on over and enjoy yourself. Kick back and have a beer at 12 at the trailer of love. It's a party and it never stops, unless a neighbor woman calls the cops, to the trailer of love. Here we go. Yeah. Man, play that thing like you stole it.
Do what?
You did steal it.
Sorry, brother, no.
To be your new boyfriend, you never know what's coming round the bend at the trailer of love. Saddle up, cause it's time to ride. See you double in a single wide at the trailer of love. Well, the trailer of love don't look like much, but it'll feel a lot better with a woman's touch. You can spend your life wishing on the stars above, or you can take your chances at the trailer of love. 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 It's trailer of love. Trailer of love. Trailer of love.
Big Show's on the radio from the fan mail we received. Yes, you gotta see what the buzz is all about when Tater hosts the Saturday edition Big Show on the morrow. Look at that. Get up with Marcy in the morning.
Hello.
All right, Dan, classic. Well, we got the featured track from the Big Show Bidbox. Yes, our St. Patty's Day special. Search for keywords day special at the Bidbox. I can own it. All right, well, let's enjoy.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, the St. Patrick's Day Special. As our story opens, Patrick Fitzwilliam is returning home after a long workday in County Cork, Ireland.
They wanted me to go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no. Kathleen, I'm home.
I'm in the kitchen, darling. Could you come here for a minute? I got something I want to run by you.
I hope it's a plate full of food. I'm starving. By the way, it's Clancy's birthday, so me and the boys are meeting him at 7:30. What the hell's wrong with me? Down at O'Doul's to raise a few O'Pints.
You sure have been spending a lot of time at O'Doul's lately.
Well now, and why wouldn't I be? I'm an Irishman, ain't I?
Aye, but from what I hear, there's more going on at O'Doul's than pints of Guinness lately. Like a certain comely new female bartender by the name of Bridget.
What about her?
Oh, she's causing a considerable stir among the ladies of the neighborhood.
Who is she?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Their husbands are all popping in the place day and night to have a peek. Young Bridget is quite the bombshell.
They're pooping all over the place.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
I wonder what they're eating. Aye, it's true, young Bridget. She's got a balcony you can do Shakespeare on.
I so I've heard. That's why I went down to O'Doul's to meet old Bridget this afternoon.
You did what?
Calm down, darling. We shared a cup of tea. She's actually a nice young lady. By the way, did you know they're fake?
Come again.
Aye, her bosoms.
Her bosoms?
She got him added on by a doctor about 6 months ago.
Well, aren't we the nosy?
Oh, well, she was perfectly open about it. Even gave me a brochure from the place that done the work for her. See? See?
The Shamrock Center for Cosmetic Surgery. Well, I'll say this for them. They certainly know what they're doing.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The Shamrock is running a St. Patrick's Day special on breast enhancements. Half price, don't you know, through Tuesday.
Well, now, they're the Earl Scheibe of fake boobies. A 2-for-1 sale, huh?
What would you think about me going down there and getting me bust line augmented?
Irie. Well, that all depends on what kind of money are we talking about.
Well, see for yourself. I stopped in on me way home and got a price list.
Jumping Judas on a pogo stick! Are you sure these are the sale prices? They look like postal codes. I'm not Donald Damn or Trump, you know. There's no way we can afford this kind of money.
You know, darling, I'd be doing it for you.
Oh, put on your brakes right there, please. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck, you know. You ain't thinking about me. You just want a big pair of warheads so you can impress all the society snots down at the garden club.
Oh, Patrick, that's not how it is at all.
Look here, sister. If you want a more imposing front end, all you need is a little toilet tissue.
And what am I going to do with that? Stuff it down me brassiere?
Oh, no. You take a big wad of tissue, ball it up in your fist, and rub it between your bosoms real good twice a day.
Between my what?
Your bosoms.
Ah, you say that'll make them bigger.
Well, it certainly did the trick on your rear end.
Hey!
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Beep, beep, beep. Quit backing up.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old bosom doctor at the Shamrock Center say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Well, I'd be doing it for you.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from 4 decades of the Big Show, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Bye, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.